Welcome to the IAB UK podcast.
Hello, James here, and you're listening to the IAB UK podcast. Today sees the launch of IAB Digital Ad Spend 2023. Yes, it's that time of year again. It really seems to roll around quicker and quicker every single year, doesn't it? To discuss the new report co-produced with PwC, there really was no one better to get on the pod than the IAB's head of insight, Elizabeth Lane. In this chat, we get into the big headlines from the report, including the double-digit growth of the digital ad industry despite the tough economic background, the drivers of certain areas of growth, and the addition of a brand new channel. Stay tuned for that. But I started by asking Elizabeth the simplest of softball questions. Just what is digital ad spend?
So ad spend, James. Well, first of all, happy ad spend day. Ad spend, or digital ad spend to give it its full name, is the annual report that we publish every April at the IAB. And in a nutshell, it measures how big the digital advertising market is in terms of revenue. How much money was generated with media owners, platforms, intermediaries, agencies in the 12 previous months of the year. So the report we're releasing today looks at 2023.
And always looks back. I mean, headlines for us then, because I guess much of the growth that we enjoy is fantastic. It's usually double digit, very lucky even throughout those COVID periods. But anything interesting headline-wise that you've picked out this year?
Yeah, so the big headlines, and you're right, yeah, we always do expect a growth rate. The top sort of big number that we always come out with this year is that in 2023, digital advertising revenue hit 29.6 billion.
30, basically.
Yeah, if you want to take the decimal point, we'll call it 30 billion, which is absolutely huge. Obviously, it grows each year, so it's the biggest number we've ever seen. 30 billion is quite a sort of monopoly number, though. It's quite hard to gauge, and so actually, the big trends that we normally look at is what's been happening, how has that changed year on year? And the really positive thing that we've seen this year is that digital advertising has grown 11%.
Wow.
If we think back to 2020 and the impact of COVID, we were seeing single-digit growth. And we were expecting slow recovery. So 11% is really positive. I think even more so when you look at it in the context of what last year looked like. And if you think, yeah, it was a really tough year for consumers. Mm-hmm. We had wage stagnation, we had inflation, cost of living crisis generally. So it's not surprising that actually the total UK economy looked like it grew about 0.1%.
Yeah, that was my question. That's huge compared to kind of GDP growth.
So we never know how digital advertising is going to go. So the fact that we always and normally see growth and it outpaces the UK economy is so positive, and again, it was the same last year.
What's behind it is always the kind of interesting question. The headlines are always important, they'll grab attention, but what's actually going on behind that?
Yeah, the headline number is one big thing, and we're always really pleased to be able to announce it, but actually it's all the stuff underneath that, the really juicy stuff, which is really interesting. And it's never one single thing that drives our spend. There are several factors. This year, one of the big things that we've seen for several years is how important search is. And I think we can talk about big areas of growth and new areas of the market, but actually search is still a really important
thing. It's a proper
facet.
Mainstay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's half the market. It's 50%. So without search, we wouldn't be anywhere near as big as we are. So that's a really important one to always bear in mind. But the real drivers this year we've seen are mobile. So last year was actually a very interesting one, because last year, for the first time since we'd been talking about the year of mobile for about 10 years in a row, mobile growth slowed and was slower than non-mobile growth. And that was mainly, I think, because of the impact that Apple's changes to IDFA had.
Yeah.
And the market reacted quite dramatically to that. So we were really keen to see, has that still continued? But actually, mobile has had a really good bounce back, and it grew 15%, where we see the market growing at 11%. So it really outperformed. Good old mobile's always back. And then I think the second big factor in this, and I think we'll talk about this a bit more, is video. So video's been quite a big driver for a few years, but we really saw it outpace the market this year. So 18% growth rate compared to the average 11%. So that was really big. And I think within that as well, one of the key things in that is social video. So some of those key areas that consumers are taking part in,
So search is the kind of backbone, and we've just seen that grow and grow. We know how important that is year on year. I guess mobile and video are the same. What about some of the new stuff? I mean, kind of every year, there's something new that kind of finds its way into ad spend. What's debuting or what's newish this year?
Yes, and you're right. And it's also one of the things that's most exciting about ad spend is that we're not talking about an industry that stays still. So there's always something exciting to talk about. And this year is no exception. So there are a few new things that we've seen this year in the report. So a couple of things where we've actually said, we need to look at this in a different way because it's going to be so much more useful and valuable to our members. So one of the first things we've done is video. So not new in itself, but we've recategorised it to make it much more in line with how the industry buys and sells video. So for the first time, we've actually categorised it into different channels. So broadcaster VOD, so BVOD, social video, and then online video, which includes things like publisher video, AVOD, so the likes of the new SVOD platforms that are advertising now, and Outstream. And we think this is so much clearer, already proven its worth, because we can see really clearly, for example, that BVOD and social video are outpacing the market and really growing.
Yeah, and what was the kind of the driver behind the change? Why did the sort of classification change?
So last year, and historically, we categorised a video by in-stream and outstream. And actually, the feedback we were getting from the industry was that the way that video was being displayed now meant that those lines are a bit blurry, and also didn't align with how agencies and advertisers were buying video anyway. So when we asked the industry, how would you rather see this being displayed, they told us quite clearly that by channel was much better. So that's what we've done.
Makes sense.
We see the impact already on that. I guess a related newbie story is Connected TV. So we debuted Connected TV last year, but we were talking about it as a channel.
Right.
And this year, we've recategorised it as a device because, again, we see that as so much more aligned with how both the industry but also consumers see it. They see it as a device. And by doing that, we can capture not just video but also some display formats within Connected TV as well. And again, we're already seeing the dividends from that. We've been able to see that Connected TV makes up 17% share of device. So it's already made a huge inroad into what we used to say was just mobile and non-mobile, and now we've split out Connected TV, we can see it already makes up 17% of video revenue.
And I think great for an area of the market, an area of our membership as well, where lots of work being done on standards and definitions, but actually to have a number is going to be really important for those members too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anything else? You've got something on video, we've got CTV.
Yeah, so the last
good things come in threes.
Good things come in threes, exactly. And the third one that I would want to really shout out about is digital out of home. So that is brand new. And a big thank you to our friends at Outsmart because they partnered with us on this. But we've been able to show digital out of home in ad spend for the very first time, and it's actually quite a big deal. So we've seen that £841 million in revenue was made from digital out of home in 2023. And again, it's growing really steadily, 12%. And actually, if you think about of the areas of the market that got most severely hit by COVID, no one was outside. Yeah. Digital out of home wasn't doing so well in 2020. So it's seen a really good bounce back since that, and 12% growth year on year for digital out of home.
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
And not to be underestimated as well, because unlike, what's even the word for it, like native digital, like these are big formats they need to put in the ground that cost money and investment and
absolutely,
all those kinds of, so the cycle of moving is really quickly, so that's incredibly encouraging. What about things like my old favourite podcast and, and retail media, all of the other favourites? They're like the teenagers now. If digital out of home is the sort of the toddler, we've got some teenagers.
Absolutely, yeah. And podcast is, I think, one of the runaway success stories of not just how it's doing in revenue but of ad spend itself, because we've been really looking to see podcasts in ad spend for years, and we put it for the first time in the report four or five years ago, we weren't quite sure how it was going to pan out, but it has been a runaway success story. It's outgrown the market every single year. We've now got 5 years worth of data, and the 2023 numbers show, again, 23% growth. So double the rate of growth for the market. So yeah, podcasts are definitely one of the favourite stories of the year, I think.
And I'm right in saying that in 2022, podcasts was actually the big driver behind the whole audio category.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's the same thing this year. And actually, you can see the gap closing between... We split out audio into two subcategories. So we have streaming audio, which is radio and then streaming music services.
Right.
And then we have podcasts as a second category. And historically, the streaming had been bigger in absolute revenue numbers. It still is, but the gap is closing a lot. And this is the first time we've seen it. But again, as with last year, of all of the sub-channels that we look at in ad spend, podcasts have seen the highest growth rate this year. So
we said it up front, I think, British podcasting in particular is at the absolute peak of its powers, and it's incredible when the numbers back that up as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And retail media as well. First time we put that in was in 2022. Where's that ended up a year on?
So a nearly newbie for us because, second year. But again, an area of the market that has just been a runaway success story everyone's really interested in. So yes, we were very keen to make sure that we managed to publish a number this year. And again, big success story for ad spend. Nascent area has a whirlwind success. And last year posted the first and the only industry number in the UK about showing mostly UK-based retailers spend. And today we're publishing the second year of data. So 283 million in revenue for retail media in the UK. Well done them, and a 12% increase year on year. So again, slightly outpacing the market.
Yeah, very nice.
Can't see it fading away, so something to keep an eye on.
And of course, that's only, we're only at the moment measuring the on-site stuff, so that number could potentially be even bigger when you think of things like off-site, and as the connected store becomes even more developed and more digital.
Absolutely. I think for all our members, definitely want to keep an eye on, see what happens next year as well.
What about agency growth? Is that something we look at? So we've got all the various formats and different categories, but what's going on in agency land?
Yeah, so good point, James. So one of the other things that we look at in ad spend is how much revenue is being made through agencies. And we see that as a really important area that we factor in. And again, a very good year for agencies. And I would also say a big thank you to everyone who takes part from our agency members, because we get both the big agency groups, but also some of the independent ones have a slightly different story to tell. Agencies saw an uptick of 29%.
That's really positive.
It's really positive. Again, looking at the last year when it was quite a tough year economically and for consumers, a 29% increase just shows how valued agencies are into the health of the industry. So, yeah, well done to them.
I mean, you've been working on ad spend for years now. Anything in there that you weren't expecting or surprised you, exceeded expectations or fell below, anything like that?
So I think one of the things that really interests me this year is how we can see some of the trends that are coming through in revenue really resonates with other things that we've seen elsewhere in the market. So I think one of those highlights would be social video. Social, obviously, a big area for the industry. And social video, because we'd recategorised it, we can really see how it's grown. And it's really grown very fast over the last year. So 20% growth rate. And we also know that that sort of chimes with how people are using it. So UCOM data, for example, has shown that we're spending a third of our time on social media platforms. Wow. And it's even higher if you're 16 and 24. So it's no surprise that we're seeing that translate into increases in spend. But it also chimes with a really interesting piece of research we did last year called Digital Dividend, which looks at how important digital advertising is in terms of what it brings to the UK economy, but also for what it delivers to consumers. And we saw last year, the cost of living crisis, we saw that entertainment platforms, so things like social video, were even more important. People were using them more than ever when they were under financial sort of strain. So it's really good to see that we can see the need and that consumers have in terms of being able to access free ad-supported services like social being translated into increases in social spend as well.
And I think that's what ad spend does brilliantly. It just gives that robust additional level of insight. It's not our feeling with retail media. We've made a really big bet on it and it's going to grow, in a sense, from the market that podcasting is booming and booming. But it's so good to have that kind of underlying robustness of the numbers supporting it as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You must love that for research.
Yeah,
ideal.
Exactly. It's why it's so valuable to our members and why we see it as one of the sort of most important outputs that we deliver to our members each year. And you're really excited to hear what our members think of it.
Yeah. Obviously, we're talking about ad spend this year, but if you do a little bit of horizon gazing into when we start measuring 2024, anything in there that we don't currently measure that you think, oh God, I'd love to have that number in there, or something that gets asked for from members that they'd love to see?
Yeah, one of the areas that I think that we've looked at elsewhere at the IAB are areas like gaming.
Oh, gaming would be good.
Yeah, that's the one. I think if we could get a number on gaming, that would be the one that I think would really shift people's attitudes towards the area of the market. We have been looking at it. We do get some numbers in, but not enough yet to be able to publish it.
Oh, so maybe for the people that don't realise, how does ad spend work? You explain, you'll do it much better.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that the numbers that we publish are robust and can be trusted in the market. So we need a minimum number of our members or companies to submit numbers to be able to be sure that we're covering enough of the market. So we have a golden rule of at least five companies who we need to submit to be able to publish a different channel, and gaming, we just haven't quite got there yet. But we know from all the contextual information we get about gaming how big it is in the UK. It's got to be a growing area of the market, and we would love to have it included in ad spend.
That would be great. So if you're a gaming company or listening to this, share your revenue numbers with us totally confidentially so that we can get to that gaming number, because I think that would be a really big one and a marvellous debutant for next year. It's ad spend day, so you are undoubtedly very busy indeed. Thank you very much for sharing your time, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Elizabeth Lane there, the IAB's head of insight. Now, there are some fascinating takeaways from this year's ad spend report. The growth of the digital ad market has far outpaced GDP growth. Ad spend on CTV has gone up 21%. And of course, the runaway success of podcasts, with spend up on ads a whopping 23% year on year. Just incredible. It really is. at the peak of its powers. If you want to delve deeper into IAB digital ad spend and really get to grips with the numbers, head over to iabuk.com/adspend, where it's sat ready and waiting for you. You'll find a link for that in the episode notes. And after you've taken a look at ad spend, and once we've got you feeling all warm and fuzzy about the future of digital advertising, why not continue riding that wave and get yourself a ticket to IAB Engage, where this year we're celebrating the joy of all things digital. It's free for IAB advertiser and agency members, so there really is little reason not to. Get yourself booked on, and we'll see you Tuesday, the 4th of June, at Soho Place, the newest theatre on the West End. So from all of us at the IAB, thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Elizabeth, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
IAB UK, building a better future for digital advertising for the benefit of everyone.